Yeah, I must say there were two fantastic goals scored by BJ. We felt there was something in the match for BJ today because, you know, the big wide spaces here at Finn Park suited BJ, and we were just going through a tough period at that time. And, you know, I always felt, you know, if we, whatever team was going to win the cup, it would, goals at vital times in the match would be so important. And BG scored two fantastic goals at vital time for us and sealed the deal.
Yeah, he showed his worth, didn't he, Eamon? Because Cockhill had marshalled BG well. Darren McIlwain and BG certainly carried plenty of threat in the first half, but as the second half went on, they were quieter. But all of a sudden, from a brilliant flowing move, Johnny Bonner was involved, Ryan Lonergan was involved as well, BG producing a wonderful finish.
Yeah, it was a fantastic finish. I must say, Johnny Bonner set up Ryan Lonergan, who came from right back with a magnificent run, and he put it into the edge of the six. And, you know, as I was always saying to BG all year, you know, that's where you get your goals, you know, and he was in like a bullet, and he stuck it away, you know, and I was delighted for him because he got a new lease of life then again, and, you know, it really helped him to kick on, and, you know, to get in for that third goal then was absolutely fantastic.
There were so many talking points in that cup final, Eamon. It was a great game, plenty of entertainment as well. When you look back at the first half, Letterkenny Rovers scoring from the penalty spot to go 1-0 up, Cockhill Celtic then strike in the post from a free kick. They also had a penalty, Jerry Gill's effort coming back off the crossbar. So a lot of big moments in that first half. I'm sure you were happy to get in at half time in front.
Yeah, well, I was happy to get in at half time in front, especially you know, after the penalty we gave away. I don't think the goalkeeper fouled the player, but you know, I'm not going to go down that road. But you know, we didn't contest the ball in the middle of the field just before it, and we allowed them to get in, and then they got a good penalty. So we were delighted to get in at half time, 1-0 up. But look at it's Letterkenny Rovers and Cockhill, and that's the way it's been this last two or three years. And every game between us is hard, tough fought games, and they always go down to the wire. And you know, as I said to the boys before they came out onto the field, I said, look at, if we don't play to the very end and if we don't give 100%, we're not going to beat this team. But thankfully they came out and they gave 100% and played very well, and we got the result I felt we deserved.
Yeah, and it's been a long season, Eamon. Once again, you were involved in that league run, the title battle with Cockhill Celtic. You had the FA Intermediate Cup run as well. So I mean, I'm sure at times it was hard going for you, it was frustrating, but to end the season with a cup victory makes it all the more enjoyable.
Yeah, well, as I said, there's only three trophies you can win in the Ulster Senior League. And you know, if you get one of them in a year, you know, it's a good year. Naturally, we're disappointed we didn't win the league. We just maybe got bad games at bad times. It's a small league, so you know, you have to be at your best for every game. But and saying that, you know, if you look at the season that we put in last year, I mean, I don't think anyone appreciates how hard it was. And maybe we didn't rest enough over the summer. And as the year went on this year, I thought we had players that got tireder and tireder. And they definitely need a rest. But to come here today and put in a performance like that in Finn Park, I must say, I'm just absolutely delighted for them.
Yeah, and mentioned Cockhill as well. Eamon, they played their part today, and what was a good game, as I say. And they end the season with another league title. They've had this great run. You did it yourself back in your Fan of United days. Cockhill Celtic are the team to beat, aren't they? They've been dominating the league in the Ulster Senior League for so long, and so many clubs have tried to go up there and test them and take them on, but Cockhill Celtic keep coming back with more.
Yeah, you know, I have to hand it to Cockhill. They've been absolutely magnificent, and from my own experience, every year you win a trophy makes it easier the next year because you have more experience, and you know, if you like winning trophies, well, that's what you will do. And I must say that Cockhill side, you know, the like winning trophies, the battle hard, every game they play in, the battle very, very hard. Nobody gets an easy game against them. But you know, I suppose what's disappointing for me is that, you know, with the Ulster Senior League, as I alluded to during the week, is, you know, you have teams from Donegal in it, so there's always a good rivalry between the teams from Donegal, and I feel that the same intensity doesn't come up against Cockhill when they play the Donegal teams, whereas you know, I'm not taking away from Cockhill, a fantastic team, but I think if they had local derbies and Inishowen, if we had the likes of Glengad and Greencastle and teams like that in Inishowen, I think they would, you know, it would be a more evener field when they would go out to play. The Ulster Senior League is difficult to win because it's such a small league, and I'm very proud to say that, you know, Letterkenny Rovers and our players have always put it up to Coghill, always to the very, very last kick of the game in this last 3 or 4 years. And, you know, no game was going to be easy between the two of us. And today wasn't going to be any different. And, you know, I think we showed today that, you know, we're up there with Coghill, even though they won the leagues. But I think we're a good side as well, and we're a young side, and hopefully with more success that we'll progress as well.
Mm. And with that in mind, Eamon, I mean, you're a former chairman of the Ulster Senior League as well. You know just how difficult it is to address these matters. The Ulster Senior League has some big decisions to make in the weeks and months ahead of next season, because we've had a campaign where Swilly Rovers have dropped out, so all of a sudden it's down to just six clubs now.
Well, you know, I don't want to make too much comment about it, but for me personally, I feel that it's not about the Ulster Senior League, it's about football and Donegal itself. And I think that includes Finn Harps, intermediate football and junior football. There has to be a place for them all. And, you know, until we get together and sit down around the table with a mature debate on what's the best way forward for football in Donegal, well, I think we're going to struggle. And for me personally, to lose intermediate football in Donegal is going to be a terrible, terrible loss. And the people behind the table and the people sitting around the table must realise football is not about them. Football is about the young fellas running out to the garden at 12 years of age, who's looking forward to playing in our leagues, who's looking forward to progress, who might be another Coleman or Paddy Boner or whatever. And, you know, people talk about Shea Given, Paddy Boner, Coleman. You know, how many of those have we missed because we've let the standards of football drop? And once the standard drops, then what chance has a young fella to progress? And, you know, that's what I would like to see. We have to have all those things in place to give the young person that wants to play football the chance that he has a path through where he can do his best and maybe go on and earn accolades like those people that I mentioned. And for me, that's what football's about, and we must sit down around the table with a mature conversation in relation to that.
Okay. Eamon McConaghy, manager of Letterkenny Rovers, congratulations and thanks for joining us here in the commentary area at Finn Park at the end of the Donegal News sponsored League Cup final, which has been won by Letterkenny Rovers on a scoreline of 3 goals to